gave me life when I'm dying. You gave your life for me. I don't know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me, because you died for me.
For us, he loves us so much. Amen. Praise God. We're glad to have you here today, and glad to be here with you as well. Here we are on the 24th day of February, the last broadcast of this month. So there are no more Fridays in the month of February. So let's open up with some news here. There's a new credit card out. This one will not only monitor the carbon footprint of everything you buy, but it will shut off your credit line when you've reached your limit on an amount of carbon that you're allowed to impart on the world. Really? How disgusting is that? The card is, what is it called? I'm not sure. It's of the Swedish fintech company. So anyway, yeah, they're coming up with all kinds of weird things now. Witchcraft killer he kills 5-year-old albino boy and hacks off his legs in the Congo. See, some people over there believe that albinism have magical powers, and their body parts are often sold for thousands of dollars on the black market. So that's what this person did, most likely, with these parts of the body that he cut off. That's kind of an awful story, isn't it? But this is what people do that are involved in witchcraft and greed. Ukrainian refugee girl who came over here to with her mother to find San Francisco school so violent that she wants to go back to her own country, where she feels children are less cruel to one another. Yeah, well, that shows what people are like in some of the California school systems, huh? Google blocks new content in Canada as part of a five-week test to be ready in case the internet censorship bill passes in Canada. As a federal Liberal government internet censorship law that might soon become law if dictator Trudeau's bill goes through. Well, we pray it won't pass and won't go through. That's just more, you know, global government, global control. The Biden administration has put massive pressure on Israel, and they demand that they stop building on the West Bank. So Israel just put a freeze on all the new Jewish housing that was approved in Judea and Samaria. Wow. Yeah, Biden and his cohorts obviously hate Israel and love Palestinians. Want terrorism to continue to take place over there because they've been sending money to the Palestinians too. Wow. Okay, so loud booms have heard over Texas Wednesday as was due to a 1,000-pound meteoroid exploding, NASA says, scattering fragments over the ground. So that's what that noise was, the sonic boom-type noises over state of Texas. New food shortages at supermarkets in the UK. There are no tomatoes inside anywhere. There's a shortage of tomatoes. Can't get any. So that's another food shortage going on in UK. Trudeau's Canada blasts Canada's spy agency after they allowed information about his 2021 election was clandestinely backed by China, the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, and he blasted this spy network for allowing the info to be leaked out to the press. Poor baby, right, with the truth. So you shouldn't have been up to that if you were doing that sort of thing, if you didn't want it to come out someday, right? The Bible says your sins shall find you out. Well, obviously, his conniving sins found him out in this case, right, and lying and using the Communist Party to get elected. My. Well, Idaho lawmakers have introduced a bill to criminalize mRNA vaccines, which also applies to COVID vaccines, right? And so it would be against the law to give these so-called vaccines and these jabs out to people in that state. And a lot of people right now are moving to northern Idaho because it's becoming a Christian stronghold. There are other words they use for it, but that's one word we could certainly use for it. But interesting. Property, if you've looked at it in Idaho, it's very expensive, though. You got to have a lot of money to move there unless you're very, very rich or something. Well, the city of Jacksonville, Florida, has recently passed a public accommodation law that requires businesses, including religious businesses, to address customers using their preferred pronouns and titles, regardless of their biological sex. And so this is in Florida, one of the largest cities in Florida. So the Catholic store has filed a lawsuit against the city of Jacksonville as they refuse to use pronouns that are contrary to a person's biological sex. So they're filing suit. They have filed suit. And, of course, this is a state that has been fighting back against a lot of the woke garbage and the LGBTQ garbage, but evidently they're not fighting back enough in Jacksonville because of this ridiculous new law. So what do we see? Southern Baptist Church removed Rick Warren's Saddleback Church for having women pastors, but they take no actions about baptizing homosexuals who have not repented or stopped being homosexuals. That's kind of weird, isn't it? But anyway, he should have been disfellowshipped a long time ago, but for his heresy, his book that people have read in all denominations and thought was so great, which it was not so great, what was it, A Seeker-Driven Life or something like that? I forget what it was now, the name of it, but it was junk. It wasn't good. But anyway, let's move on. We've had the news tonight. That's what I wanted to share as far as the news goes. So we're going to get into the much more important things. We're going to open up with some prayer tonight. I want to welcome you here to the broadcast tonight. Thank you for being here. The Lord bless you and your time that you're here with us tonight, and pray that you be encouraged and blessed as we talk about who has your mind. That's the title tonight. But before we get into that, I want to pray for a young man who's in the hospital with a big brain tumor on his brain, and they've not been able to do anything for him medically so far. So we're going to pray that God will do something spiritually, supernatural for him and heal his body. But Father, we pray for this young man in the hospital, Lord, that you would heal him. We rebuke this brain tumor, this growth on his brain. We bind you, devil, and your spirit of death that's been attacking him, trying to take him out. He loves the Lord. He knows you, Lord. We ask you to heal him. In Jesus' name, for your glory, we speak healing and health to his body now and rebuke that brain tumor. Command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration of this young man's body, for your glory, that he can go on and follow you all the days of his life. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it. And Lord, we pray for any other sick that are listening tonight in any way. We pray for their body be healed in Jesus' name. We rebuke sickness and disease. We rebuke all manner of cancers, tumors, and growths in Jesus' name. Command them to leave their bodies in Jesus' name. Thank you that by your stripes we were healed, therefore we are healed. And we receive that healing. We receive the full manifestation of it in the name of Jesus right now. Thank you for health and healing in these physical bodies, Lord. We give you the glory for it. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Father, thank you, Lord, for delivering us from every wicked spirit. We thank you for setting us free from the powers of darkness, Lord. Thank you for blessing our Christian homes, Lord, our Christian marriages. Father, pray for peace and absence of strife, Lord, and that the Christian marriages and homes will get along with one another. Father, we bind the devil from tearing them apart with divorce or other manners of attacks in Jesus' name. We cover them with the blood of Jesus as we cover ourselves right now with the blood of Jesus as we do this broadcast in Jesus' name under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Ask your blessing on this time that we have together here today, and that you would speak to us by the power of your Spirit, and Lord, that you would just draw us in closer to you, Father, and deliver us from the enemy and the lies of the enemy that he's tried to plant inside of us in Jesus' name. We thank you for victory in Jesus, our wonderful Savior. And thank you, Lord, that you have done great and mighty things, and you will continue to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. We pray for outpouring of your Spirit on this nation. Lord, that many people would awaken out of their stupor, Lord, and come to know you in these latter days, Father. And pray that you will use whatever tools necessary to get through to these darkened spirits that don't know you, all the people who are lost today that need you. Thank you, Lord, for their salvation. Thank you for their deliverance. Thank you for breaking through the darkness, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you for so great a salvation In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. And we commit this time to you and give you all the glory in advance right now. Everybody say amen in Jesus' name, amen. Who has your mind? That's the title tonight as we get into this word. Who has your mind? Do you have your mind? Does God have your mind? Does the devil have your mind? Do demons have your mind? What's going on in your mind right now? You know, too many Christians today have let demons have control of their mind, and they've let them have control too easily. There's no resistance taking place, no spiritual battle to stop the demonic hordes of hell from getting into their minds and taking ground there. There's not even any recognition that the spirits are the ones that are taking the stage of the mind. They just say, you know, these Christians just say, well, it's okay, okay. Yeah, Christians are just saying okay to evil spirits, and they plant thoughts and speak them and act through them and prevail in their lives, and their words just are okay. Okay. No, it's not okay. Our words and actions reveal the presence of evil spirits in a person's life. If you look at a person's life, if a person that has any real spiritual discernment and knows about deliverance and spiritual warfare, this person could hang out with another believer for 24 hours, and they would discern and see spirits being allowed and said okay to in a person's life. How does a believer say okay to demons? Well, I'll tell you how, by not resisting them and by not identifying them. The Bible says two things very important to us in our spiritual conflict here. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. Not say okay by our inaction and our actions. Our actions get in agreement with the devil, and that's not proper action. So then that's saying okay to the devil instead of resisting the devil and him fleeing. And the Bible also says, for we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, the second Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. See? That word devices here in the Greek is noema, and it means thought or purpose. Okay? So the devices are thoughts in the mind, and they're also a purpose that Satan has for the mind. Okay, so we need to remain not ignorant of Satan's implanted thoughts and purposes placed in our mind. Because if we are ignorant of those thoughts and purposes, they will probably take root and become, you know, our reality. If we are ignorant and we don't resist the devil and have him fleeing, then they're probably going to take root in our minds. And there will be a purpose behind the thoughts. Because that's what the word means in the Greek, devices. Okay, so just doing nothing with devil thoughts is saying okay to the devil and allowing their purpose to take place within us. Devices are thoughts with a purpose, in other words. That's right. Devices are thoughts with a purpose. You get that? That's what they are, the devices of Satan. And we're not ignorant of his devices. We're not supposed to be ignorant of his devices. So devices are thoughts with a purpose. The purpose is to steal, kill, or destroy in some manner in our lives. And we need to not sit back and be ignorant. Be ignorant no more. There's no excuse for being ignorant. We have the ability to have so much knowledge in us right now. We're just maybe lazy in that area to get the knowledge, but we don't have to be lazy. We must not just sit back and be ignorant. A perishing will take place to some degree if we do. For the world says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So don't just sit there in spiritual ignorance. Okay? Don't do that. Don't sit there with a lack of knowledge. Remaining ignorant can keep you in the devil's territory, see? With him having the advantage over you. I don't want the devil to have an advantage over me. Do you want the devil to have an advantage over you? See, a war being waged against you, whether you are aware of it or not, there is a war being waged by the enemy and his wicked, evil cohorts of hell and of darkness. So quit saying okay and say no, devil. Resist the devil and he will flee. See, there's power in saying no, devil. Okay? Telling him no. There's power in that. Learn to say no and say it strongly and say it continually until he flees off out of there. We need to know God better too. That's so important. You need to know him so much better. All of us do than what we do. We need more of Jesus in our lives. We need to hunger and thirst after God every day. We need to know where he is and what he can and will do for us. You know, too many today think of it as impossible that God really dwells inside of us. We think, well, I know that the Holy Spirit lives in me, but God? Well, who do you think the Holy Spirit is other than God Almighty? He's the equal third person in the Holy Trinity. He's just as much God as Jesus is. He's just as much God as the Father is. And he's dwelling in you. And we need to have the proper and right concept of who the Holy Spirit is today. Who is the Holy Spirit to you? Who is he, some abstract force out there? No, we need to get the right concept of who the Holy Spirit is. He is God, and he lives in you and me if we're born again today. And if we're not born again, we need to get born again by asking him into our heart, asking Jesus to come live in us and believing on him and repenting for our sin. Well, why, Pastor John, do people have a problem with God inside-mindedness, with having that knowledge that God is inside of them? Well, number one, we're programmed by denominational religious spirits and devils that we are sinners instead of saints. And right off, that's the wrong mentality about yourself. You're not just a sinner saved by grace. No, you're a saint of God who was saved by grace and is continually saved by grace. See, instead of God-minded, we've been taught to be sin-minded or to have a constant sin consciousness of all that's wrong with us. I'm here today to tell you that we must get our thinking straight if we're going to walk free and walk in a renewed mind, and that's what God called us to walk in today. Okay? He called it to walk in a renewed mind, not a dead mind, not in a spiritually, you know, mind that is absent from the things of God, but a mind that's full of the things of God, that's being renewed by the Word of God. Okay? So we need to cultivate that renewed mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells us that, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We need to be in the process of being transformed. How does that take place? Well, it takes place by meditating, dwelling on the Word, and filling ourselves with the Word of God. The Word of God renews our mind, and that mind which we also have is the mind of Christ. We also have that. Oh, no, how can we have that? Well, we do. The Word of God tells us that we have the mind of Christ. And a lot of people, well, what is that? They don't even know what it is. Well, that's your spiritual mind, and God is a spirit, and therefore his mind is a spiritual mind. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 2:16 tells us, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of the Lord. We have the mind of Christ. Okay, we have it right now. This is what the scripture says. I want to look at this a little farther here, 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10 here in the same chapter here. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. See, by the spiritual mind, we can have all kinds of things revealed because we have been joined to the Lord in a one spirit with him. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. But where is the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God is the mind of Christ. It's because the mind of Christ is the mind of God. Because God is a spirit, and so therefore we have the mind of Christ. Therefore we have a spiritual mind available to us, not just the carnal natural mind, but we have a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. that's available. Look at verse 11 and 12. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So here we have the spirit of God given to us. Why? So that we can know the things that the spirit of God has given to us. They're freely given to us, by the way. Didn't have to earn them, didn't have to work for them, just had to receive what has been freely given. Wow. That's a pretty powerful word there, folks. I'm telling you, because it's been spiritually given. All you have to do is receive what's been given. You know, I used to look at 1 Corinthians 2:9 and think, well, wow, I guess I won't know these things till the sweet by and by or when I get to heaven. But well, if you read verse 10, it tells us we begin to know now by his spirit. But God revealed them unto us by his spirit. He has revealed them. For the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And we have that spiritual mind of Christ that is connected to the deep things of God. And so therefore we can become a partaker of the deep things of God. Did you see that? That is pretty powerful, thanks to God. And you're not just a sinner. You're a saint of God. You need to recognize your identity and walk like what you are. This truth will never become real to you, though, until you begin to live and act as if it is true. You need to start living and acting like the truth of the word is true about you. You know, we need a new mindset. Instead of that guilt and that sin consciousness mindset, look at what God said. You say, well, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous to act like something before you feel it, before you ever think that you've got it. Well, who said it's ridiculous? I'll tell you who said it's ridiculous. The God of this world, Satan, not our God. What did our God say? I'll tell you what our God said in Romans 4:17. He said, calling things that are not as though they are. Calleth those things which be not as though they were. Okay? Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to be doing, calling things that are not as though they were. Amen? That's kind of strong. But you mean that's in the Bible? See, oh, it is. See, they weren't, but he became by first believing it and acting on it as if it were true. See, that's Abraham. He believed the word of God, you know, and started acting on it as if it was true. He's acting like his wife was pregnant. Did it look true to Abraham? No, it didn't look true. But he believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. See, he believed, even against all signs to the opposite, you know, yet he believed, and he got himself a son, the promised child. Hallelujah. Romans 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess. Well, notice first that where is it? It's in you. It's even in your mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How many are going to wait till you get to heaven to decide if it's real and true or not? Well, you'll never get there with that attitude. I'll just tell you that right now. You'll never get there with that attitude. How many are going to wait till you get to heaven to decide if you want to go there? You'll never get there that way either. That's right. You'll never get there with that kind of mentality. Right? Right now, we act like we're going to heaven. That's right. Right now, you and I are silly, and it's foolishness to the world, right? They say, what proof do you have you're going to go to heaven? What proof do you have you're going to go live after death? Have you seen it? Have you been there? Have you tasted it? How do you know that? You haven't ever been there. You haven't ever seen it. You haven't. All you're doing is going, what you heard in some book, they say. That's just silliness. That's foolishness. Well, I just know I'm going there. How do you just know it? See? See, we act like we're going to heaven even though we've never been there. That's called faith, folks. Why can't you have that kind of faith for your healing? Why can't you have that kind of faith for other things to come to pass in your life? Why don't you have that kind of faith for your deliverance? Why don't you have that kind of faith, see? That's right. Because, bless the Lord, the same thing is true about everything else that you get from God. You're going to have to live and act as though it's true. Just like you're living and acting as if you're going to heaven, you're living that way even before you ever got there. You're going to have to live and act like these things are true for your physical body. In Jesus' name, we call our bodies healthy and whole in Jesus' name. We call them strong in Jesus' name. Well, it don't look like you're healthy and whole. It don't look like your body's strong. It looks like you're ate up with disease and devils there. But I call myself delivered and healed in Jesus' name, calling things that are not as though they are, so that they will become our reality, see? Because if you're going to develop spiritually, you're going to have to think right and talk right. That's right. I said it. Think right and talk right. You know, I know a fellow who goes around all the time speaking negative. He has no victory in his life. There's a negative, negative, negative. Negative speaking all the time. What does that do? It puts us in the devil's playground. He's playing with you. You're speaking what he wants you to speak. He can play with you as a puppet. That's right. He'll play you as a puppet on a string. And he does that with so many Christians in all the world. But he does it with so many Christians, too. And he has no right to be doing that to Christians unless we give him the right to do that. When one speaks negative all the time, he is speaking the thoughts and the purposes of the devil. He is setting himself or herself up for remaining in and taking in more bondage in their life. Hallelujah. What does the Word of God say? The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, not complain in the devil's always. It doesn't say complain in the devil always. And again, I say complain. No, it says rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's what we're supposed to be doing, saints. What you yield to in your mind will either bring you into more bondage or it'll lead you into more of the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of the living God. I say in Jesus' name to you, yield to the voice in your spirit, not the voice speaking loudly by implanted thoughts and purposes in your mind by the devil. Devils, obviously not Satan, but demons and devils are doing that. Amen. Don't be yielded to the devil's voice. Yielded to the Holy Spirit's voice. I tell you again, the battle is in your mind. You know that. And you, by the Spirit of God in you, can turn your mind in God's directions and God's thoughts and God's purpose. You can turn it in that direction. If you will choose to, you can do that. See? And we need to learn to put on spiritually alive thoughts instead of dead and empty thoughts. You know, we've been thinking too many dead and empty thoughts in our lifetime. I'll tell you that, folks. And we need to learn to put on the living thoughts, the life-filled, Zoe-filled, God-filled thoughts, okay? So how do we do that? How are we going to do that? How does someone do that? Well, by thinking spiritually, right? What did we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2? God is a spirit, and his words our spirit and life to us. So we need to learn to direct our thoughts away from the devil's devices, folks, and the devil's thoughts to biblical thoughts. Because the word is life to those divine, and the Bible says even health to all their physical needs of their body. Yeah, that's what the Bible says about the word is life to those divine and health to their flesh, their physical needs. So we're going to have to learn to gain the upper hand in our minds, because the devil's had it for too long in most Christians. The enemy has been reigning supreme in much of the church today, and that needs to stop him. We need to reign over him. We need to rule in life by one Christ Jesus, rule and reign in this life by one Christ Jesus, as the scripture says in the Word of God. Okay? Otherwise, the devil's going to manipulate you and direct you by his implanted thoughts and purposes within your mind. It's like God has a purpose and a plan and thoughts for you. The devil has thoughts, purposes, and plans for you too. And the war for the mind and your life goes on every day, day after day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And you're not getting out of this war till Jesus comes back. I just have you know that right now. This is ongoing and it's going to continue till Jesus comes. Okay? Or until you pass on, be with him. And it can, I got news for you, it can get easier if you take authority regularly over negative and death, devil thoughts. Yeah, death-filled and devil-filled thoughts, right? If you take authority over that regularly, then you will have been spiritually trained and disciplined to think spiritually and positive instead of negatively. And that's what God is wanting us to be. That's where he's wanting us to be at today. He's wanting us to think spiritually, positively, by the Spirit. You know, it's not negative to worship God. It's positive. It's uplifting. It's edifying. When we pray in tongues, we edify ourselves. We build ourselves up. Praying in tongues is not negative. It's positive. It's powerful. See, every good and perfect gift comes from above, see? The bad gifts come from the devil and beneath and the darkness which surrounds us in this world. And you say, well, Brother Kyle, what do I think about them? Well, you know, I've told you before, I'll tell you again, Philippians 4:8, this is how you restrain your mind. You start thinking proper, true thoughts. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. This is a command to keep your mind in order. Okay? Keep your minds and hearts. Yeah. Through Christ Jesus. Amen. Through his peace, through this word here that we just read to you. It brings your mind into subjection to the word. Oh, yeah, that's important. You don't think about what's going on around you. Yeah, you think about what's going on inside of you in your spirit. See, the God in your spirit is greater than the problems outside of your spirit, okay? The difficulties outside of your spirit. The God on the inside in your spirit. Greater is he that's in me, right? And he that's in the world, that's in the worldly part, the flesh. And no good thing dwells in my flesh. But the greater one is on the inside, in the spirit of our born-again spirit, our regenerated spirit, see? That's the great one. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says here, be careful, be anxious for nothing. That word careful means anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See? And then it continues, finally, brethren, finishing it up, what you think on. What do you think on? Think on these things, as we read. So he said, be anxious for nothing. If you're living in high anxiety, then you're doing the wrong thing. You're doing against the word of God because he told you to be anxious for nothing. He said to be in anxiety for nothing, no thing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So pray and supplicate the Lord with your request, and with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto him. Crying out to God with supplications, let your request be made known. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what are you doing? Well, why are you anxious? By being anxious for nothing, you will have, have peace, right? Yeah, but if you're anxious all the time, you're not going to live in peace, okay? There are many wars going on in this world right now, you know. There's no peace in this world. The world system of darkness can't have peace because it's ruled by Satan and sin. And evil, okay? So there are many wars going on in the world. The economy is all messed up right now, and they spend all this fiat money, this printing paper money that has nothing to back it up. gas is going higher and higher. The dollar is in a weak condition. Prices are getting higher. You go to buy a dozen eggs, and it's outrageous. Or three times what it used to be. Other things are going up. Milk has gone up. If you drink milk, I don't drink milk, but a lot of people, they like their dairy. But hey, Russia is beating the war drums in our directions on our doorstep because of stupid devil-controlled people provoking the Russian bear. They want World War III to take place, and we're in World War III, you know, because we've been fighting them. Wokeness is trying to take over our country, right? This stupid woke garbage, LGBTQ plus is trying to be a ruling force in our world, which it's nothing but massive perversion and confusion. Because the things that they do in private and even openly are disgusting and not biblical, not clean, it's unclean. You know, no wonder they had AIDS problems and all early deaths and all kinds of other diseases and problems. I mean, it's not, the rear end is not made for what they're using it for. I mean, that is absolutely, it's made to defecate with and sit on. It's not made for what people are doing. There are Chinese troops in Mexico that are coming across the border with millions of illegals right now. The illegals are coming in to destroy our sovereignty as a nation. Things appear to be out of control in government and in the homes of the country. And it's more popular and rewarded in the District of Criminals to be LGBTQ than a Christian, because that's more rewarded than a Christian. A Christian is scorned in that district of darkness. So what is worry? Worry is sin. And God said things in the world would get worse in the last days, but greater is he who is in your spirit than he who is in the world. So I'm not worried, okay? I have the peace of God, the peace of God that passes understanding. The peace of God can really protect you and be a wall of protection to you if you will allow it to do that. It can prevail in you if you allow it to do that. But how many Christians are allowing that to take place today? They're allowing infiltration of the cares of this world. They're allowing an infiltration of things that hurt them spiritually and even mentally and physically. We need to shut the door to this. We need to close the door on the cares and the worries and the concerns of this world and realize that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. That's his promise. He will establish you. And you know what it says about him? He is faithful, number one, and he shall establish you, number two, and he shall keep you from evil. But it doesn't happen if you're walking around in fear and if you're full of the cares of this life and you haven't been casting your cares on the Lord, your anxieties on the Lord. You're going to be picking up these things. You're going to be picking up troubles. You're going to be picking up worries. You're going to be picking up stressful situations and circumstances in your life. But if you'll act on this scripture and believe it and look at the God where he is, he's on the inside in your spirit, not the problems on the outside. Okay? Folks, you need to realize things are winding down on the outside. God's kingdom is closer than ever before. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming, folks. We need to rejoice. The Bible says when you see these things, look up, not look down at all the devil's doing. That's what a lot of people are doing today in the church. They're looking down at all the devil's doing. But no, the Bible said look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Start looking at Jesus more than ever. Start hungering and thirsting for him more than ever. Yeah. Are you hungry for him today? We need to be hungry every day. Remember, this devil's system of darkness is not our home. We are strangers to this world as pilgrims and sojourners just passing through. That's what the Bible calls us. Strangers, sojourners, and pilgrims just passing through. This is a temporary assignment, not a permanent one. Okay? It's not permanent the way it is here. Satan's not going to prevail forever. He's not going to continue to tempt mankind throughout eternity. No, he's just got a short time here. Yeah, and then it's over for him. It's over. So keep binding and loosing and defeating the satanic forces daily. Don't be afraid to bind and loose the devil. Don't be afraid to bind the enemy and loose the angels of the Lord against the enemy and against the problems in your life and the attacks upon your life. Loose the angels of the Lord into action. That's right. And loose yourself from the devil's control over you and defeat satanic forces. Tear down the enemy's stronghold, both within you and outside of you. Keep doing what the word says. He says, occupy till I come. In other words, take ground from the devil every day and everywhere you go until Jesus comes. That's what we're called to be doing. Okay? And if you get wounded spiritually, which many have been, many Christians are wounded today. Many Christians are the walking wounded. If you get wounded spiritually, don't let it fester and remain. And that's what a lot of people have done. They've let it fester. They've let it get bigger. They've let it remain. When is the best time to deal with the enemy's hurts, wounds, and attacks? I'll tell you when the best time is. It's as soon as possible. Listen, if you were out there on the battlefield of the world and in a war fighting, and if you were to get shot or wounded by some bomb or something on the battlefield in a physical war, what do soldiers do? What would you do? You'd cry, medic, medic. Where's the medic? You know, as soon as we recognize, see, we should do the same thing. As soon as we recognize a demon or a wound that from the devil in our lives where we've been wounded, where we've been disabled, we cry in the name of Jesus, medic, medic, come out. Come out of there. See? We call upon the name of the Lord in the name of the medic of all ages, Jesus. You know, come out of their devils and heal us, Jesus. Don't allow the hurts and the wounds and the traumas and deceptions to just continue and just remain there and become strongholds of infection and debilitation. That if they do, then that debilitation will take place and you'll be taken in some areas of your life that you're going to have a hard time getting through life with carrying those things around with you. It may be painful for you to face some of your demonic infections. It is painful, I may know that, to face certain things in life, especially if you have allowed it to have remained for quite some time now. But I'm telling you, it's better to face it and treat it no matter how painful it is than to get that, pull that thorn out of there, that bullet out, that spiritual infection out of you. It's better to do that and treat it, even if it is painful, right, than to continue the way you've been going and to continue to be in that infection of devil, infection of hurt, infection of all that emotional trauma and pain that you're carrying around with you. That stuff needs to go, and it should have been dealt with a long time ago. You should have cried medic a long time ago when it first happened. Maybe it snuck up on you. Maybe you weren't aware. But, you know, maybe you need to face yourself and confess to the Lord, I have liked swimming in this swamp of devil, of misery. Forgive me, Lord. I renounce this sin and these devils and then get them out. Okay? Get them out and get healed by the healing power, healing balm of the Lord upon you. Let him heal the brokenhearted and the wounds of darkness that have taken place upon your life over the years. And listen, we all have been wounded. There's not a one of us that haven't been wounded in this war, at this daily battle with the enemy. But the point is, you don't have to stay wounded. We know the one who makes us whole. We know the one who cares about us. We know the one that is able to put on the anointment of heaven after the devils are gone. We need the ointment of heaven. We need the ointment of heaven to heal us, to heal that broken heart, to heal that pain and sorrow and debilitating attacks of the enemy. there's been so many on the church, and don't think they're not going to keep going on, but we need to learn to deal with them. We need to learn that when wounded in battle, we get fixed. Amen? We don't die in battle. No, like some Christians, they've died out in battle. They've given up the walk. They've given up their faith. They've just gone back to the world and thought that was going to be a solution, but it was no solution, none at all. In fact, they're just in worse condition than they were before they, you know, got saved the first time. If they go back to the world, you know, there's one hope in today's world, Jesus Christ. Only he can change a person's life. Only he can heal the pain in people's life. Only he can be our deliverer. You say, well, Pastor John, aren't you afraid of nuclear war and famine? And you know what? I'll tell you, God's not giving me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So I'm just resting in him. And I know these things may happen, and that's good. You know, if they do, I'm in the Lord's hand. I mean, what's so bad about just, you know, going on home to be with the Lord if a nuclear bomb did go off, you know, and you were in the middle of it or something? Or he could supernaturally keep me alive. I'm in his hands. And, you know, if you will put yourself in his hands, you also are in his hands, and he's going to take care of you. Okay? You got to believe in the loving care of your Savior, really. And I think a lot of folks just aren't willing to trust him that much. But we need to believe in the loving care of our dear Savior Jesus. We need to trust him with all of our hearts and quit trying to think through everything with the natural mind. The natural mind just gets you in trouble. You're not thinking with the spiritual mind, then you are in trouble most of the time because you're thinking with the natural mind. The natural mind is at enmity with God. So what are you doing putting yourself in a position to be at enmity with God? Why would you even want to use that mind? We have the mind of Christ. It's a way better mind. Why would we not want to function from that place as our primary mind and our primary focus? Hey, God's not giving us a spirit of fear. We have power. We have love. We have a sound mind today. We're going to make it. You're going to make it. What is Proverbs 10:22? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. I mean, we are living in, we have the capability to live in the blessing of the Lord every day of our lives if we choose. Excuse me. If we choose to, I mean, if we believe that, like Jesus said, as your faith is, be it unto you. And what are you believing for today? Where is your faith? Is it in the negative? If you have negative expectations all the time, is that what you're looking for to take place in your life? More negative? Well, if you do have that kind of mentality, then that's what you're going to be reaping. That's what's going to come forth. You expect the negative, then the negative will come forth. You expect the power of God. You expect the manifestation of God. That's what's going to come forth. So you really need to become righteousness-minded. You know, you need to think righteously because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus according to the Word of God. So you need to become righteousness-minded, not negatively charged in the way of the world. You got the wrong thing charging you up and charging your battery. You're focusing on the wrong thing. In fact, they'll delete your battery. They'll discharge your battery, those negative things. But if we become righteousness-minded, see, to grow spiritually, we need to become righteousness-conscious. For too long, the church has preached us as to a bunch of sinners instead of a righteousness-consciousness. And so we've developed a sin consciousness instead of a righteousness consciousness because they've been preaching to sinners, and we're not sinners anymore. The Bible says that you're a saint of God, and so why preach to us as if we're still sinners when we're not sinners anymore? How many churches have you been in that they're just preaching to the saints like they're all sinners? I've been to a number of them like that. And then they go have an altar call and they all try to go up there and get saved again. Wait a minute. You're already saints. What are you doing getting saved again? What's going on here? An altar call every week for the saints to come up and get saved again? I mean, would that be putting Christ in open shame? Just like Moses, he was told he could hit the rock once. Christ went to the cross once. Why would you put him back on the cross and put him to open shame over and over again? Why would we even do that? As it says in Hebrews, people are doing that. Christians are doing that. Why? Some churches do it every week, try to preach people into heaven when they're already in heaven, when they're already born again and going to be with Jesus. They're already saints and kings and priests and the righteousness of the God in Christ Jesus. And so what are we doing? Well, I tell you, you've gotten the body of Christ. Much of it is living with a sin consciousness rather than a righteousness consciousness. Amen. They've gotten a sin consciousness. See, we've received a guilt consciousness and a feeling of condemnation. And so a lot of people are getting sick in their lives physically because of that, too. Because it's beating them down. Beating them down. Trying to bring destruction on their flesh, on their bodies. But God wants us to know we are righteous right now, and we are in right standing with Him right now. And when He looks at us, what does He see? He sees His sons and His daughters. I'm a son of God. You're a daughter of God. If you're a female and if you're a man and you're born again, you're a son of God. It's that simple. He sees His saints of God. He calls us saints repeatedly in the New Testament. See? And so if you don't start seeing yourself the way He sees you, you're going to live a defeated life because you're not seeing things correctly. See? We have to get our thought life in alignment with the Word and God's thoughts. And remember, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we got our thoughts in a low place and we need to get them out of those low places, folks. What are we doing? Putting our thoughts in a low place. Put them up in a high place where His thoughts are. Because we have the mind of Christ, we can think His kind of high and lifted up thoughts. That's right. We can because we have the mind of Christ. We have it available whether you're using it or not. That's another thing. Not everything that we have available do Christians use, okay? Not everything that a Christian has available do they walk in. That's right. But remember, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And that's what we are. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And it's high time that preachers start telling people how to be and live like saints, not how to be like a sinner. You're not a sinner. You were a sinner, but now you are a saint of God. You need to recognize your position. That's right. Don't believe the lies. Oh, I'm just a poor old sinner saved by grace, trudging on this lonely, straight and narrow. It's such a hard road. Hey, that kind of talk, that's garbage. It's a lie, too. That's garbage talk. That's negative talk. I mean, it's exciting to be a Christian. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, who are you? I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am more than a conqueror through Him that loves me. I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Jesus lives in me by the Holy Spirit. I'll never die. I'll just transcend from glory to glory. Yeah, my physical body may die if Jesus comes first. Yeah, it will die someday. When Jesus comes, I'm going to get a new body and put that one off. Okay? But if I'm the righteousness of God, I can go into the throne room at will. Right? I mean, that what the Word said in Hebrews 4:16, if we are the righteousness of God, we can just go on in to the throne room. Have you been in lately? I have. We need to keep on going in there and quit being ashamed to go in there. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. We're going to the throne of grace. We're not going to the throne of law. You can't go in there boldly. You go in there condemned. You know, you get preached law to all the time, then you're going to go condemned to the throne of law. But we're going boldly to the throne of grace because you can go boldly because He's made you a saint of God. He's made you righteous that we might obtain mercy and grace, find grace to help in time of need. Favor. You need the favor of God. You find favor in time of need. You can find grace in time of need. Grace is everything He did on the cross for us. Every good thing that He did on the cross for us. That's what grace is. boldly. You know, people under the law and under sin consciousness, they can't go boldly. They're too beat down. They're too beat down emotionally. They're too beat down with a sin consciousness and their own faults and failures that ever plague them, because what is the devil? He's the accuser of the brethren, and he accuses us day and night, not only before God, but he accuses us to us, to make you feel that you're a rotten scallywag. Right? A rotten scallywag. That's all you, yeah, that's what he wants you to think. You're no good. You're no good. You're just an old sinner. Sinner. And he beat you with a sin consciousness instead of that righteousness consciousness which God has gifted us with. And we can come boldly. Does that say whimpering in with our tail between our legs? No. God's in you, people. If God wasn't in you, that'd be a different thing. But, you know, God's living in you right now. So why couldn't you come in boldly before the throne of grace? If God sees and made you fit for him to be a dwelling place, a temple of the Most High God, we are his temple, his dwelling place. See, he's not leaving. We need to recognize that fact, folks. God's already in us right now. And if he says he's going to dwell in us and we are his people, and we're kings and priests and joint heirs with Christ and all these other wonderful blessings from heaven, why can't you come boldly to the throne of grace to receive whatever favor you need, whatever blessing you need? Huh? Right now. You need to quit trying to earn what's already been given, I'm telling you. Hey, he's already killed the fatted calf, and he put the ring of authority on your hand just like a prodigal son. We were all prodigal sons. We had gone our own way in sin. But the father came out and said, welcome home, son. Welcome home, daughter. And he killed the fatted calf, and he put the ring of his own authority on your finger, on your hand. So what are you doing living like a poor beggar sinner person? That was your past. That is not who you are right now. That is not who you are anymore, okay? That's who you used to be. And you need to recognize your new identity, your heavenly identity in Christ. And you need to walk in that heavenly identity right now, which has authority over all the powers of the enemy. That's right. And can call things that are not as though they are, as though they were a present reality. See? What are we doing? We're missing out. Because the devil has robbed us with this sin consciousness mentality. We have been robbed. And we need to face and realize that the thief has and command him to be bound and restore or allow what has been stolen to be released, you know, because he's trying to stand in the way of the truth. And we don't want the devil in the way of the truth. Remember what Jesus did. It says in Colossians 1, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. This is where we're at today. We have been, he translated us. That's an interesting word here, okay? Translated. It's in the Greek word. The Greek word for it is methistano. Methistano. And it means to remove from one to another. See, we've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness and put in the kingdom of light. We've been translated. We've been translated. That's a powerful thing, right? To change, to remove from one to another. Put, he put. That's another word that it means, Mestistano. That he put. He has already put you in his kingdom. And he has removed you from Satan's kingdom. That's right. A change of position has taken place. A similar word is used in Hebrews 11:5. Here we see over there, I'll go read it to you real quick here. Hebrews 11:5. It said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. See, we're not going to be found in Egypt anymore because God has translated us. We're not going to be found in the kingdom of darkness anymore because God has translated us. This is a very similar word to Mesistano. Okay? And it's used about Enoch being translated to be where Jesus is. We've been translated to be where Jesus is, even though we're still here. We've been translated. He was translated, as were we, but he left the earth. We're translated, but we're still living here. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And that's where we dwell right now, and that's where we need to dwell. So why are you wanting to live in Egypt when you've come out of Egypt and you're living in the, supposed to be living in the promised land? Why are you keep going back there to that? Why would you go to some old dead, haggardly thing that is worthless and has no life in it whatsoever? It only has death. Why would you want to go live in that when you've been translated out of that by God and have the potentiality of living in all this greatness of God's kingdom right now? Because you are already translated. What happened to Enoch happened to you in a similar way, only you didn't leave earth. You're still here. But the Bible also says that we're also seated in heavenly places right now in Christ Jesus. So, hey, we're already sitting in the heavenly too with the, up there with Enoch and Jesus. So, you know, spiritually, that's our reality. You ever thought about it that way? Probably not. Hallelujah. But you need to think of it that way. So start living as if you've been translated. Start living as if you've been translated. Don't live as if you haven't been translated. Don't live as a sin-conscious sinner, you know, a guilt-ridden Christian. Really? Something wrong here. Somebody's not seeing the whole picture. Somebody needs to get some revelation by the Holy Spirit. Somebody needs some revelation knowledge. Yeah, there's time for repentance in life. And there's a time for confession, but it still doesn't mean that you're not a part and haven't been translated into the kingdom. You are a part of the kingdom, and you have been translated out of darkness into the kingdom of life and light. Okay? So quit living any longer. Huh? Quit allowing the devil and darkness and death and of this world to cling to you. All these clinging on devils, why are you letting them rule? You're not of this world any longer. This is not who you are any longer. This is who you were, but it's not who you are. And you need to see yourself that you're not that way anymore. So quit living as if you're one of those who identity is the world. System of Satan. Remember, Satan is the god of this world, so their identity is the world system of darkness. That's not my identity. I'm in the kingdom of light. I'm seated in Christ Jesus, man. I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. We're not of that number anymore. We're of the number of the chosen. We're the number of the righteous. We're the regenerated, born-again spiritual beings from another dimension, the dimension of life, not death. It's not able for the people of the world to understand the dimension that we live from and live in. Right now, that's foreignness to them. That's foolishness to them. That's silliness. The Bible calls it that, foolishness. The dimension of life that we have, they cannot go there unless they get born again. They cannot cross over because we have been translated. They're going to have to be translated before they can come where we're at. And they can. That's the good news of the gospel, though. That's the good news of the gospel. Oh, isn't that? Yes, you're welcome, sisters. Praise God. But this is the good news of the gospel. We need to remember that the gospel is not bad news and guilt news and condemnation news, but it's good news, right? So we don't want to identify with this world system. We're not part of it. We're not of that number. Oh, man. Born again from the dimension of love. We need to let the abundant life, the Zoe, the very life of God dwell supreme in you right now. Because after all, he is living in you, but you got to let him rise. Remember, let God arise, and what's going to happen then? The enemies of God will be scattered. Let God arise. His enemies will be scattered. What are the enemies of God? That condemnation, that sin consciousness, that guilt, that trauma, those demons, all these things. Are the enemies of God? Would you start letting God rise up out of your spirit and be God in your life like he wants to be and fulfill his purposes and plans and desires for you? Then, hey, you're going to be alive, truly alive. You're going to step over into the abundant life. Because right now, that abundant life is yours, right? He said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, see? Let that abundant life live. Amen. Your spirit is as saved right now as it's ever going to be, and that same spirit will be with you throughout all eternity. That perfect born-again spirit is in you, and that's who you really are. Because flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. You can try it with your flesh all day long. All it could do is eat of the tree of knowledge of evil, of good and evil. It can't partake of the tree of life, but your spirit, oh, that's a different story, isn't it? Oh, that spirit can sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary did. That spirit can sit at the feet of Jesus and begin to partake of the tree of life. That spirit, that born-again, regenerated spirit, and sit there at the feet of Jesus and feed on him day in, day out at the tree of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your spirit, your born-again spirit. Oh, my. You could be alive and growing in him more and more and more if you allow this process to proceed by no longer giving place to the devil and his negative world. The devil has a negative world, and we don't want to be a part of it. Going around being negative all the time is not the kingdom of God. That's not living in the optimum benefits of the kingdom, right? Forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, the word says. Are you forgetting the benefits of your salvation? Are you forgetting the benefits of God? How many Christians forget their benefits? Don't be forgetting that which has been given to you, that which is really a present reality if you live in it. Receive it. You know, the key is receiving. The key is in living in it. It's not just, you know, knowing about it. You can know about a lot of things, but you don't live in those things. You can know about, you know, what it's like over in Antarctica or in Africa or Europe or whatever, but you're not there, so you're not experiencing it. But we are there, folks, in Christ Jesus, and we can be there simply by receiving what he's spoken as our reality. See? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Sometimes I think Christians are very forgetful people. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, Psalms 103, it's loaded for devils here. I mean, it's going to put the devil where he belongs. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. I take that any day, every day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are more blessed than we realize, see. And if we could just live in that blessing day after day and quit being the negative, we let our emotions get a hold of us. And the devil gets in the emotions. Right, and when you let the emotions rule, then who's ruling? Not Jesus. Right? The enemy is being allowed to, right, rule. And so don't give place to the devil in the negative world system of darkness and death. Recognize the power of the blood of Jesus. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood. The blood of Jesus separates us. Oh, yes, it's by his blood that we are separated. Say, if you have a child today, your blood is in your child. Do they have to come whimpering up to you to get anything full of fear? Just afraid of, oh, can I come to my mother? Can I come to my father? I'm so afraid of them. I'm so unworthy. Hey, wait a minute. No. You don't have to go into God's presence whimpering either. This is my child. This is my son. This is my daughter. Come on in here boldly. Come on into my presence. Don't have to be afraid of me. Now, we reverence God in that sense of we fear God. We have a reverence, a holy reverence for God. But we can come in boldly to his presence. And yeah, we may come down with our head bowed before him because he is so awesome and great. And we may even fall on our face as John did when he saw the Lord in his glorified body. He fell on his face before the Lord. So God is in you. You're a member of the royal family. You're royalty. You're king and priest. End time overcomers. Not to be overcome by the end time, but to overcome the end time in the last days that we're living in. We don't, you know, we don't want to be the people who are run over all the time by the devil. No, we're going to run over the devil. Jesus said in the word, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all these things. All these things. What thing is there that we're not more than a conqueror? Got to get it right, folks. Got to get it right. All the things and the attacks of life in this world, because the enemy is there in this world, but we have to recognize that God is in you. Don't look all the time and focus on the circumstances, the situations around you that look hopeless. They look like it's the end of the matter. But it's not the end of the matter when you go to Jesus. No. Why does it have to be? All things are possible to him that believe. But if you go and accept these circumstances, the situation, all the negatives that's happening around you, you'll accept that. You make that your reality. Then you just gave up all things are possible to him that believes, see. You stepped over into a false reality, a reality of the way things are in the world system of darkness and made that your reality. You don't have to make that your reality. Amen. Amen. All these problems in the earth, in the world, kingdoms of today are falling apart. But you're not of the kingdom of today. You're of the kingdom of eternity. Yeah. The yesterday, today, and forever kingdom, right? You're not of this world. I'm not of this world. Who is this God in us? Jehovah, Almighty God, the healer, the deliverer, the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. You know, who is this God? We need to find out who this God is. God says, I am that I am. Huh? What does he say about himself? I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, my. It's going to be all right, folks. You need to speak from this day forward what the word says about you, not what the devil has been saying about you all this time. All this time. Been talking the trash. And you've been, you know, digging in his garbage can and taking it. Remember, he's the accuser of the brethren. He's accusing you always. So recognize him and his accusations and their purpose to tear you down, weaken you, make you a bit bitter, not better. That's right. It's continually whittling away at your life with these accusations, and you hear these accusations so much in your mind. You could have done more. You should have done better. You're messed up because of this and that, and you're just a sinner. God probably would not have any room for you anymore. You know, just still killing and destroying with every remnant of darkness that he can conjure up in your life, right? Oh, yeah. No, what should you do? You should rebuke and resist and bind him. And then rejoice in the Lord daily, all day. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice, for God is with me as a mighty, mighty man of war. A mighty, mighty God of valor and deliverance and glory. And, hey, he is with me every day, all the time. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's right. You know, many aspire, but few obtain, really. But you could be among those who are obtaining the blessing. You know, you need to be those that say, God said it, that settles it for me. God's a smart God. See, he didn't ask our opinion before he wrote the Bible. He's a smart God. You know, you get so many opinions. You ever ask people's opinion on something? You get 100 different opinions if you talk to 100 people, right, usually. You say, well, I believe the Bible from the cover to cover. Well, I want to watch your walk then and why you're not doing it. If you believe the Bible from cover to cover, what's wrong here with your walk? why ain't you doing what you believe? If you really believe what you say, you're lying then. You must not really believe it because you're not walking like what you believe. You say you believe anyway. God's looking for people who just say, yes, sir. Right? To the Lord. Yes, sir, Lord. Yes, sir, whatever you say. A lot of times the devil try to put you in a vice and squeeze you. Poof, poof, you know. So what's going to happen? Pressure will either destroy you or develop you and to take your authority and rise up against the enemy and put him where he belongs. See? You need to understand what discouragement is. You know, discouragement, you know, it's a sign of pride, ego, and vanity. When you're discouraged, when are you discouraged? I mean, it's when things don't work out like I want them to, right? Are any of you discouraged when everything goes your way? No, I don't think so. You know, you're just, wow. But we need to have a humble heart, right? God giveth grace to the humble, and he resists the pride. So you got to get over in the realm of discouragement. You're in the realm of the devil. You're in his playing field. You're in his backyard because there's pride there. You want things to be your way. There's ego. There's vanity. Yeah. So just say, forgive me for that pride, Lord, that ego, the vanity. And Lord, I'm not going to give place to that discouragement anymore because I'm going to give place to these other things. Wanting my ways. I want your way, Lord. I want your way. That's the way that matters, not my way. Amen. You need to understand Satan's power, you know, does have limitations, okay? And we can put that limit on him, too. Because we've been given the authority, right, over every creeping thing. Creepy thing, right? The devil's a creepy thing. Yeah, we have authority over him. Yeah. I'm going on with Jesus. How about you? I'll tell you, we've made up our mind. We're going on with him. Yeah. And so we're going to keep on standing, having done all stand. And the nature of God is to persevere. Amen? We're in this for the long haul. We're persevering. We're not just cutting it short here and falling out of the race like some will do in these latter days. But no, we're just going to persevere. We're going to keep running the race until we get to the finish line, and we will see, oh, hallelujah, we will see the reward of the Lord. And it is good. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we need to be changing to be used of the Lord. We need to allow his change process to keep taking place. Okay? And we need to listen for his voice instead of that loud voice of the devils out there. Amen. We're listening to our faithful God, and we're going to obey him regardless of what others do. We're going to obey what he directs us to do in our lives because we have the Spirit of God that enables us and empowers us to obey him. Praise God. Amen. We have to put down some of that logic and reason, though. I'll tell you, that logic and reason, that'll keep us out of the faith walk, that's for sure. Because you can't logicize and reasonize the faith of God. It's just you believe, period. You believe and you receive. How does that happen? Well, I can't really figure that one out. Well, hey, you don't have to. Just believe and receive. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you that we're not sinners, we're saints. Thank you, you delivered us. You translated us out of the world, out of that darkness of the world system of Satan, into the kingdom of your dear Son that we've been translated in. And we are now in your presence. And we're hungry for you, and we're diligently seeking you. And we know that we're going to be blessed in your presence. And there's fullness in your presence, fullness of joy, fullness of blessing, fullness of peace. Praise you, Father God, that we abide there in the most holy place, not just in the outer courts anymore. That day is over. We can dwell in the most holy place. And in your presence, we will abide, and we will rejuvenate. We will be rejuvenated. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. We will speak to those mountains and they will be removed in Jesus' name. As we declare all out war against our foe, our enemy, he will not prevail against us. We prevail against him because we have read the book. And the book tells us the truth about our identity and our future and our present reality and what we can be right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for the understanding of truth, Lord, and the laying aside of religion and religious spirits and traditions that we're just old sinners. That's all we're ever going to be, just looking for a shack in the corner of glory. That is not accurate word. That is not what you said. That is not the word of God, Father. And I thank you for the just giving us understanding of your word and the blessings that you have for your sons and daughters. It's just beyond anything that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, the things that you prepared for us, even now. Hallelujah. So that we can overcome evil with good and God, it basically is what that's saying, that we overcome evil with God, with you, Lord, with your authority and your power that you gave us and your presence in our lives. We love you. Thank you. Thank you that our sins are washed away today by the blood of Jesus, and we come boldly before you right now, worship in your presence, exalt you in your presence, your holy presence. Thank you that you're here with us. We are hungry. We are thirsty. Pour out your spirit afresh on us today. Fill us to overflowing right now as we sit in your presence, Lord. Heal these physical bodies, Lord, every area, Lord. Remove every dark thing in them as we speak to those things and remove them in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you have called us with a high and holy calling, and we are dwelling in you, Lord, right now. Right now, give us more, Lord. Give us more of you. More of you. My heart cries. My heart cries for more of you, Lord. More of you, Jesus. Your presence. Just press into his presence. Press into his anointing. Press into his fullness. You could do it wherever you're at. Wherever you're at. He'd shut everything out except for him, his glorious presence. And you can step over into the realm of the spirit and out of the realm of the natural and have more of him, because he is there waiting for you. And he is there right now as you call upon him and cry out, Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, refresh my life, renew me, fill me afresh with your spirit. That we should be continually being filled with the Spirit. It's not just a one-time experience. It's an ongoing filling throughout our Christian walk with you, Lord. Thank you for filling us afresh today. Fresh and anew, Lord. Oh, more, Lord, more of you. We want you, Lord. Hunger and thirst. The blood of Jesus, precious blood, precious, precious blood, covers me, washes me white as snow, and I'm clean. Thank you, Lord, I'm clean, 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 by the blood, blood. Nothing is clean without the blood. Without the blood, there's no remission of sin whatsoever. But the blood is here, and the blood is ours. Thank you for the blood, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for getting those things that lie behind and pressing on. We don't want to let the things behind drag us down. even if it's just yesterday, Lord. We thank you that we don't remember, don't dwell on, forget them. Don't let them be a dominant force in our lives anymore. We forget them, the things that lie behind. Press on into your presence for more of you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ask your blessing on the time of deliverance here. We get back here in a minute to do some deliverance. Ask your blessing on that as well, Lord. Thank you for seeing us through all the difficulties of this world. In Jesus' name, hallelujah for the victory. We praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Say, Jesus, I love you. Say, Jesus, I thank you for filling my life up to overflowing. Just say it to him out loud. Jesus, I thank you for filling my life up to overflowing with your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're a good and faithful God. Amen. Amen. I thank you that I'm a son and a daughter of the living God. Whichever you are, just speak it out. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. And again, he said again, rejoice and keep on rejoicing. Don't stop. Keep rejoicing. We're free in Christ Jesus. We belong to him. We've been bought with a price. The blood makes us his. The blood has brought us into his presence. We couldn't stand in his presence without the blood, but we have the blood, so we could stand in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for your magnificent and glorious blood. My life belongs to you, Lord. Oh, yes, it does. Praise God. Praise God. We are in his presence. In his presence. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Rain on us, Lord. Rain on us, Holy Spirit. Rain on us. Fill us up to overflowing. Thank you, Jesus. Take hold of our lives. Take hold of our lives. In Jesus' name.
That I try to make, don't wanna make anymore. So many easy roads I thought I could take, only left me more lost than before. Lord, it's come to the point where I want nothing less than the best that you have for me. Take hold of my life, make it your own. Help me become everything that you want me to. Take over my heart, make it your own. 'Cause I love so much to please you, Lord. Take hold of my that I couldn't keep, so many tears cried in vain, so many promises that didn't run deep. Lord, I don't wanna go there again. That's why this time it has to be you, and I'm trusting your strength to come through. Take hold of my life, make it your own. Help me become everything that you want me to. Take over my heart, make it your own. 'Cause I love so much to need you, Lord. Take hold of my life. Take hold of my life, make it your own. Help me become everything that you want me to. Take over my heart, make it your own.
Amen. Take hold of our lives fully, Lord. We give that to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We just come against these spirits destructive spirits, destructive to us mentally and spiritually and emotionally. I want to come against those kind of spirits tonight, those destructive spirits. We come against those to try to destroy the mind, destroy our ability to go on in life and fight the good fight of faith and prevail against the enemy. So we come against those destructive spirits, those spirits of woundedness and hurt. And yeah, let's deal with the woundedness of life, the wounds of life. There's so many wounds in life. So we just come against those wounding spirits. They keep you a wounded victim of whatever has happened to you in life, these things that have gone on that have wounded you deeply. We command the spirit of deep wounds to come out, and we break the curse of deep wounds and wounds and be dominated by wounds in life. Come out, deep wound spirit, deep woundings, come out. Come out, 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 come out. We're talking to you, demon. We apply the blood of Jesus against you right now. Now, come on up out of there, those deep wounds. Come out. Deep wounds of life. These deep and hard wounds that come in life. Come out of there. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, the blood of Jesus against the deep wounds of life, the deep traumas, the deep difficulties. Come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. When you're carrying still these wounds, these spirits have moved in. When we drive them out in Jesus' name and release the healing power in the place of these wound spirits, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Deep woundings, come out. All those deep woundings, come out in Jesus' name. Wounded by your physical father, your earthly father. Wounded or being cursed by your daddy. Come out, all the way out. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Wounded by your physical mother. Come out, all the woundings, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out, 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 come out. Hurt by daddy, hurt by mommy, come out, all the way out. Hurt by daddy, cursed by daddy, cursed by mommy, come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. Come up out of there, loose them and let them go, all the way out. Come out. All the way out, all the way out. Abandonment by daddy, abandonment by daddy. Come out, all that abandonment. He left you and was gone. There was a divorce. Come out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of abandonment, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out and let them go. Out of there. All the way out. We break the curse of abandonment. We break the curse of rejection. Come out. Rejection by father. Rejection by mother. Come out. Come out. We break the power of those spirits. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. All the way out. Deep wounds, all the way out. Go. Bitterness, come out. Come out. Bitter spirits, come out. 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 grudges, holding grudges against somebody, come out, come out. Grudges against yourself, unforgiveness toward yourself, I say, I forgive myself. In Jesus' name, just say it out loud and release that, come out, all the way out. That unforgiveness toward your own self, carrying a grudge against you, holding aught against yourself, holding aught against God, come out, blaming God, blaming Him for things that don't work out the way you'd hoped it would work out. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, up and out in Jesus' name. Loose them, and let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come out, 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 come out. All that guilt, all those spirits of guilt, come out. The spirits of being guilty, feeling guilty all the time, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out. All that load of guilt, that heavy load, come out. Heavy load of guilt, come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the heavy load of guilt, come out. Come out all the way out. The condemnation, the self-condemnation, come out of self-condemnation. Go. All that self-condemnation, go, 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 go. All the way out. All that self-condemnation, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out now, all the way out of there, that self-condemnation. Come out, that condemnation, that religious condemnation too. Come out, religious guilt, religious condemnation. Come out. Come out right now. Come on, all those religious spirits that torment, that keep you stuck, and all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Blow them out. All the way out. Take a few coughs. Get them going. All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. Get them moving. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go. Spirits of resentment. Holding resentment. Come out. Spirit of resentment, you come out right now. Spirit of resentment, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Spirit of inner turmoil, come out. That inner turmoil, come out right now. That spirit of turmoil inside, that inner turmoil, feeling like things are just rolling around in there all the time and being upset. That inner turmoil, you come out of there, come out, 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 that inner turmoil, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, all that inner turmoil, move out, move out, move out, move out in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, the blood of Jesus, go all the way out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out of pouting. Maybe you've been in a pout for years. In Jesus' name, all that pouting spirit, come out of there. All the pouting spirit, come out. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the pouting spirit. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, up and out, all the way. Blood of Jesus against you. Come out. Come out. The pouting spirit, go, 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 go. Go. We break that pouting spell over you. In Jesus' name, the pouting spell, all spells over you right now. The spell of a foggy mind, the unclarity. It's not clear. Things are not being able to be thought through. Come out of there, all the way out. The fogginess, spell of fogginess over the mind. We break that spell, break that curse. The fogginess over your mind. Come out of the mind. Come out of all the way out. The spell of the cloud over you, the dark cloud over the mind. Come out. The dark cloud over the mind. Come out. We break the curse of the dark cloud. We break the spell of the dark cloud over your mind. Come out of the mind. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of there. All that spell, all those spells over the mind. We break the demonic mind control. Come out. Come out of the mind, demonic mind control. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, that illegitimate authority over the mind. We command that spirit to come out, illegitimate authority. Come out. Come out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Move, illegitimate authority, mind control of this illegitimate authority over the mind. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out, mind control. Come on, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, those manipulating spirits, come out over the mind, the manipulating mind spirits. Manipulate you into temptation, into failure. Come out. That mind manipulating spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Manipulating you into sin and failure. Come out. All the way out. Go, go. Manipulate you into looking like a fool. Come out. All the way out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. That demonic dominating spirit. Come out. Demon domination, come out. I bind you. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, go. The blood of Jesus, we apply it against you. Send the warring angels in to sword these demons right now. Sword these demons. Sword these demons. Go. Right now, all the way out. All the way out. That defensive spirit, always defending yourself, always on the self-defense mode. Come out right now, that self-defensive spirit. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out. All the way out. That defensive spirit. Come out. 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 Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. That self-defensive spirit. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Anger, all that anger, anger at your children, come out. The anger at your children, come out in Jesus' name. All that anger at your children, go, go right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the anger. Anger at your children. They didn't act the way you wanted, didn't do what you wanted all the way, didn't marry the one you wanted to marry. Come out, all the anger at your children. They didn't grow up and be the children you wanted them to be to you. Come on, all that disappointment. Come on, the disappointment of life, the disappointment in your children, disappointment in the way things turned out with your spouse, all that disappointment, come out. Spirits of disappointment, we're talking to you. Some people have deep disappointments in life. But, you know, if you give up your way, then it could be the Lord's way. And, hey, you know, come on out of there. Go all the way up out of there. Go all that deep disappointment. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. The blood of Jesus, go. All those deep disappointments, disappointment spirits, disappointed in your children, disappointed in the finances, disappointed in your job, disappointed in your mate, come out, all the way out. Come on, all the way out of there. All that disappointment spirit, we bind you all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. We rebuke you. Come out, disappointment. Come out, 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 come out. Come out all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Spirit of unreality, living in unreality, come out. That spirit of unreality kind of calls you to live in unreality. We break that curse over you. And you will not live in unreality anymore in the name of Jesus, unless you want to keep that spirit. Come out of there, all that unreality, all that fantasy, fantasy living, come out. Come on, daydreaming, fantasy, come out. Unreality, come out. All the way out, come 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 out. All the way out. All that play acting, come out. All the way, all the way. Come out of there, all the way. Come out in Jesus' name. Your spirit guide, come out. We break that curse of the spirit guide. Come out. All the All those fantasy spirits, come out. We break the curse of this fantasy. Control by fantasizing, come out. Control by fantasy, come out. Daydreaming, we break the control of a daydreaming spirit over you. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep going. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, come out. Come out, all that snobbery, you come out too, snobbery. Come out, the spirit of snobbery, come out. In Jesus' name, being a snob, come out. All the way out, pride and snobbery, come out. Sophisticated, come out. All the way out, go, 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 go. Tied in the pride family, we break those curses of the pride family. Come out, in Jesus' name. All the way out, those theatrics, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. All those theatrics of the pride family, come out. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Come out, 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 all the way out. Keep moving out, out, out. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, go. Those spirits of unreality, come out. Living in unreality, come out. In Jesus' name, come out, 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 come out. Up and out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out of there, up and out, play acting, come out, play acting through life, come out, in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way, the spirit of madness inside, that spirit of madness, come out, mental madness, come out, and think I'm going mad, no, we're not going mad, we're going blessed, come out of it, all that madness, we have a sound mind, not a madness mind. Insanity, madness, come out, all the way out, all the way out, that madness, come out, that insanity, go, we break the power of these mind spirits, come out of there, all the way out, all that mind madness, go, in Jesus' name, come out of there, come out, come out, come out, come out, insanity, come out, losing it, spirit, come out, losing it, come out of there, all the way out, you ever said, I think I'm losing it. All the way out. Go, 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 go. We break that curse. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go up and out of there. Move. All your spirits have been called out. You have to go now. In Jesus' name. You've been commanded out. Lord and Father, in Jesus' name, we just speak a sealing of the deliverance that has taken place to those who have received deliverance tonight, that it would be sealed and they would walk in it, keep what they got, and keep getting more. And growing in their deliverance experience, Lord, of freedom, we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for a time we've had together tonight, Lord. We ask your blessing on every listener tonight, that it would bless them to live, Lord, as a saint of God and to walk uprightly in the things of God, Lord, and be a partaker of all the blessings and promises that God has given that they want to receive. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all these good and blessed things. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen, amen. All right, praise God. Been a pleasure to be here with you, and look forward to being with you again next Friday night in the month of March. The OasisCommunityChurch.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana 59105. If you'd like to write us or donate to the ministry by snail mail, or you could do it on the website if you'd like to support the ministry there, you're welcome to do that too. We appreciate everyone who's given to this ministry, both now and in the past. The Lord bless you for your giving, and the Lord keep you safe and surround you with his angels every day. And God bless you, Olive Tree and Dustin Apollos, as well. Appreciate y'all being here tonight. Thank you, and thank you for blessing me with being there. And it's a blessing to see you there. Hallelujah. And we'll see you next week. Praise God. God bless you all, and we're going to go ahead and dismiss the service now. Amen.
Because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will stand on high, because he has known my name. There name, therefore will I deliver him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee.
I will deliver thee.
Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee.
I will deliver thee.
And thou shalt glorify me.
Amen. The Lord will deliver us. We will keep trusting him for that deliverance that we need. And it's coming. If it hasn't come yet, it will come. If we don't give up, you know, just keep holding fast. Yeah, like that woman that went to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She was determined. Have you touched the hem of his garment in faith lately? I encourage you to do that. She got what she went to touch him for because she went expecting. That's the secret of the kingdom of God. You got to go expecting. Not that your prayers just, you know, bounce off the wall and back to you. There's nobody listening. No, no, you go in with expectation. You know, that's an important key to prayer. Folks, if you're going to be praying, pray with expectation, or don't, why pray if you're not going to pray with expectation? Why pray? Right? I'm looking to him expecting to receive something. That's right. And when that beggar looked upon the disciple, the apostle, expecting to receive, he received the healing. He got something all right. And so when we look to the Lord with expectation, you know, he sees that. He sees that, and he will answer. I believe that. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in today, and we'll close with that tonight as we end the broadcast now. And telling you we love you and thank you, and we will see you again soon. Good night.